Hunter's Auto.
Hey, is this Jeff?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Jeff. This is Jeff from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Is this a good time to chat for you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'm the underwriter that's working on your file here. So I'm just going to go over some things with you on your file.
Okay.
So according to my notes, it looks like you're looking to do a few things. Mainly, the biggest thing for you was to bring on the sandblaster and the powder coater?
Yes.
Okay, and then also some additional for operating the new machinery and also some tax lien you wanted to take care of. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. So hopefully,
but like
you
I told her, it's whatever, you know, if I can get something to help it, then that'd be nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's the main thing for you? What's most important for you?
Get that up and going.
The sandblaster and the powder coater?
The coating, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So I hope you don't mind me being frank. I'm going to go over some things and give you some feedback. Okay?
Nope, that's fine. Nope.
Cool. So the biggest thing, the biggest glaring thing on your file is your credit. Your credit.
I figured it would be.
Yeah, it's at 489, and the biggest thing that was holding you back on your credit report are your tax liens.
Okay.
And then it looks like you have a few out right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, or no, 3, and then also a previous bankruptcy.
Yeah, that should be coming off. That was back in 2010.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. Your current tax liens right now, do you have a payment plan in place?
Yes, I do. But that's, I mean, if you could take care of that, that would help out, too, because I pay $1,100 a month on that.
Oh, okay. How long have you been paying it off for?
I just bumped it up because it was, like, $850 a month. So it's been, like, $1,100 3 or 4 months now.
So, you have one that's almost falling off. That one's... Yeah, it looks like you have one more payment left on that. That one's back in 2014. And then you have one that's pretty recent, about 2 months ago.
Okay, how much is that one?
That one looks like you have a remaining balance as of when we pulled it, which was a few days ago, of $17,000.
Okay.
And then you have one back in February of this year. That one's the biggest one. They have $35,000 left on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
But so I think that's mixing. I think that's, it's like all total, like it was 40 something, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
All together with all of them.
I see. Okay. But the good thing is you have a payment plan in place, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't, and that's, we can't do business with people that don't have a payment plan, so it's a good thing you have a payment plan in place.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. So this is
and if, like I said, she looked at my bank statements. I said, if you look on my bank statements, you can see where it's pulled out on the 15th of every month.
Yeah, I see it here, too. I'm looking at it right now.
Mm-hmm. It comes out automatically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The good thing is you also, you do have a good ending balance. Sometimes 1,000, sometimes 3,000. So there's a little fluctuation in there, but the good thing is you at least have something left over at the end of the month. Some people don't have that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect. So what we did do is I first looked at getting you the equipment financing, but because of the credit, we weren't able to extend out an offer based on that for traditional equipment financing. But what we did do is we still want to work with you. I have you approved for $26,000. Okay. And that's gonna stand behind the two loans that you currently have right now. You have one with Yellowstone and World Global, right?
Yep.
Okay. Do you know when those two are paid off?
Soon. I called the other day. I sent her the thing. I owe like $5,300 on the one and like $2,300 on the other. So it's like under about $7,000.
Okay. And you're paying a daily for that one? Or for these? Okay.
Yeah.
So you probably have like maybe a month or two left on them, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the one I pay $125 a day, and the other one I pay bi-weekly on it.
Oh, okay.
So.
Is it the World Global is bi-weekly?
The Global
is
bi-weekly,
Bi-weekly. Okay. Okay, and Yellowstone is the daily of, $120 or something
25.
Like that? $125.
Yep.
Okay.
If I got that, I would probably almost, if I got what you're giving me, I'd probably, honestly with it, I'd probably pay them off. Mm-hmm. It would cut my payments down.
Okay. Sounds good.
With that money.
Okay.
At least one of them, probably the daily one I would pay off.
Yeah.
The 53.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, sounds good. So yeah, basically our approval that I got you, it's what we call a third position loan. We first tried to get you a payoff loan, which is paying off these two balances, and then getting you additional capital on top. But your revenue didn't support that volume, because you would be a lot more than the $26,000. So we don't want to over-leverage you. So as of right now, we have you approved for $26,000. Okay. It is a little bit shorter of a term loan because it is a third position loan. It's only over a course of 4 months.
Okay.
Is that still something you're interested in doing?
Well, it depends on what it is, how much it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay. So it is a daily payment.
Okay.
Okay. Of $423. And there is no origination fees for these.
What do you mean by that?
Usually some loans, they would come with like a 2% or 5% origination fee where you have to pay basically admin fee, but we don't have admin fee for you.
So basically it would be 26 deposited in my account.
Yes.
Okay. Let me get the calculator. So
sure. I can calculate it for you too. So let's see here.
Per day.
And it's 21 days of the month.
What's that?
It's 21 days, based on 21 days in a month.
Okay. So 21 days, 4 months. Okay. And that's as low as you can get the payments?
For yes, right now. Yeah. I do have another approval. This one is a tad bit. It's a lower daily payment, but you get a lot less funding. So this one is only $12,000. So I think the second option is better, the first option is better, just because you get more money and you can buy your equipment that you need it and get it up and running, make that ROI.
Okay. All right. What do you got to do to start the paperwork?
Sure. All I would need is your driver's license. So you just have to take a picture of it, or you can scan it, and a voided check, business check.
Okay.
And then once you send that over to me, I will generate the loan documents for your review. And then once you, if everything looks good, you sign the paperwork, funding can happen within 24 hours.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Cool. And then Olivia is actually... Yeah, Olivia's actually out today, so I'm going to send you an email, so you can just send it directly to me.
Okay.
Okay, I have huntersauto342 at Yahoo.
Yes.
Perfect, so I'll send it over to you right now. Do you know when you'll be able to get the voided check and driver's license back to me?
I'm going to do it right now.
Perfect. All right.
Okay.
Good talking to you.
Yep, bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.